This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations. Addressing the event through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said efforts are underway to provide permanent government jobs to youth.
BJP और NDA शासित राज्यों में भी लाखों युवाओं को नियुक्ति पत्र दिए गए हैं। हरियाणा में तो 26,000 युवाओं को नौकरी का उपहार मिला है। देश के युवाओं को ज्यादा से ज्यादा रोजगार मिले, ये हमारा कमिटमेंट है।
Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela is being organized at 40 locations across the country. Newly appointed recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments will have the opportunity to undertake foundational training through Karmayogi Prarambh. This online module is available on the iGOT Karmayogi portal. Over 1,400 e-learning courses are available, which will equip recruits with essential skills to serve in their roles effectively and work towards building a Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the nation on the occasion of Ayurveda Day today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Ayurveda will continue to be useful to keep a healthy lifestyle. The Prime Minister said Lord Dhanvantri's birth anniversary is associated with the utility and contribution of Ayurveda, which is now acknowledged by the world. The Prime Minister has also greeted people on the occasion of Dhanteras. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day. He will launch the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens, regardless of their income. The filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand will end today. Voting in both states will be held on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the scrutiny of nomination papers will be done tomorrow and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 4th of November. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls. In this phase, scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till the 1st of November. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today gunned down two more terrorists holed up in a forest area in Akhnoor sector of Jammu, taking the number of terrorists killed in long hours of gunfight near the line of control LOC to three. Our correspondent reports that one of the three terrorists who fired at an ambulance with the army convoy near the LOC yesterday morning was killed by evening in an operation launched by special forces and NSG commandos with the use of BMP-2 infantry combat vehicles. The other two terrorists were killed today in a joint operation launched by teams of army and police. In Uttar Pradesh, on the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath flagged off the Run for Unity to celebrate the 150th birth anniversary of the Iron Man of India, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The event saw enthusiastic participation from hundreds of youth, children and citizens, with the race starting from 5 Kalidas Marg and ending at K.D. Singh Babu Stadium. On the occasion, the UP Chief Minister interacted with young participants, distributed chocolates and encouraged them along the way. In Kerala, about 100 persons suffered burn injuries at Nileshwaram in Kasaragod district when crackers stored for a temple festival caught fire and exploded last midnight. The injured have been admitted to various hospitals in the region. 10 of the injured are said to be serious. India has dispatched the second tranche of assistance comprising 30 tons of medical supplies, including essential life-saving and anti-cancer drugs, as humanitarian assistance for the people of Palestine. In a social media post today, External Affairs spokesperson Mandir Jaiswal said, India's support of the people of Palestine continues and 30 tons of medical supplies have been dispatched. And with that, we end this news bulletin.